From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly is cautioning that people coming from the seven Muslim-majority nations under a temporary travel ban may remain there indefinitely. He also said other countries could be added. But Kelly Tuesday said the vast majority of Muslims entering the U.S. can do so without hindrance.
The vast majority of the 1.7 billion Muslims that live on this planet, the vast majority of them, have all other things being equal, have access to the United States.
President Donald Trump's executive order suspended entry to all refugees for 120 days, bans Syrian refugees indefinitely, and blocks people from Iraq, Iran, Libya, Syria, Sudan, Yemen, and Somalia from entering the U.S. for 3 months. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said it's aimed at protecting Americans.
It's trying to make sure that people understand that the process is working correctly, it's working very well, that the government is doing what it's supposed to protect its people. And that's the number one thing that we can do.
Meanwhile, hundreds of State Department officials have reportedly signed an internal dissent memo protesting the travel ban. Spicer said they should get with the program or they can go. Meanwhile, UN Chief Antonio Guterres criticized the travel restriction as a blind measure that likely will fan extremist propaganda. A Reuters Ipsos poll showed the order divides Americans, with 49% strongly or somewhat agreeing with it, 41% strongly or somewhat opposed to it. Four men charged with directing a major drug trafficking ring have been extradited from Kenya to the United States. One of the suspects, Baktash Akasha, who U.S. prosecutors say led a Kenyan crime family involving distributing heroin and methamphetamines. The charge stemmed from a U.S. investigation into the Akasha organization, believed to be a major smuggling operation connecting Afghanistan's poppies to European-American cities. This is VOA News. The next round of U.N.-sponsored peace talks on Syria has been delayed to February 20th. U.N. Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura said it will allow a ceasefire there to take hold. Talks in Kazakhstan last month aimed at shoring up that truce. The U.N. diplomat said the delay will give the opposition more time to come up with a delegation.
If by 8th of February the opposition will not be ready to come up with a unified group, I will have to apply what I've not yet applied, to actually select the delegation.
Meanwhile, the World Food Program announced it's resuming food airdrops to the government-held eastern city of Deir ez-Zor under siege by IS fighters. U.S.-UN Ambassador Nikki Haley Tuesday said the world should be alarmed at the latest Iranian ballistic missile test, which she said violated the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement. She warned Sunday's launch was capable of carrying a nuclear warhead.
They know that they are not supposed to be doing any production of ballistic missile testings that can carry nuclear weapons. So if you look at what they've done, here they have a payload of 500 kilograms that could go in a range of 300 kilograms. That is more than enough to be able to deliver a nuclear weapon.
Iran said it would never use missiles to attack another country, insisted such tests are neither part of the nuclear accord or a Security Council resolution endorsing it. The UN Security Council also expressed grave concern over the deterioration of security in eastern Ukraine. Ukraine's ambassador, Volodymyr Yelchenko, said the fighting between government forces and pro-Russian separatists centers around the town of Avdiivka.
The fighting going on for the fifth day right now. There is a lot of casualties. The whole area is basically cut off electricity and any other supplies.
At least eight people have been killed, dozens wounded in the latest fighting. President Trump Tuesday nominated federal appellate court judge Neil Gorsuch to the U.S. Supreme Court to fill the seat vacated by the death of Associate Justice Antonin Scalia.
Not only are we looking at the writings of the nominee, and I studied them closely, but he is said to be among the finest and most brilliant, oftentimes the writings of any judge for a long, long time.
The 49-year-old Gorsuch expected to face stiff confirmation hearings in the Senate. A London-based environment group, Global Witness, has accused senior Honduran politicians and business leaders of leading a violent crackdown on indigenous and rural Hondurans. It said more than 120 people have been killed since 2010 for resisting mining companies, dam builders, and agricultural giants. The whereabouts of Chinese financial services billionaire Zhao Jianhua is unknown after he was escorted from his Hong Kong hotel suite Friday. A state-run Chinese news portal insists he's not been abducted. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.